Welcome to 10 dozen minutes of ramping up for Comic-Con with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, as
I'm Jake,
per usual, and he's Jake, as per
usual. Did that song end with the sound of, like, a pool ball being hit?
Yeah, the music track is some... It is called Snooker or something, and it's, I guess, music to play pool by.
I see.
Or to listen to by the pool. So, yeah.
Playing pool while listening to the sounds of pool balls being hit.
Right.
That'd be cool if the Grand Theft Auto soundtrack, when you listen to it in your car, included all the sirens from the game.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know, I still have not played more than, like, 5 minutes of a Grand Theft Auto game.
Oh, yeah?
Which involved...
I would recommend...
I think I played it at your house. It involved, like, driving around in a circle for 3 or 4 minutes and going, I don't like this game at all.
If you ever wanted to give it a chance, I'd recommend shelling out the $10 that Vice City costs. Just play it on a PC.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Huh. I haven't really gotten into any of the newer ones, but I expect to pick up the fourth one if it's ever released on the PC, which I'm assuming it will be. What have you been up to since Monday?
Since Monday. Man. Yeah, we were talking about before airtime, I went camping with my wife's cousin and her husband and their 5-year-old child. And that was not really a relaxing weekend. You know, just about everything that could make a camping trip not that fun happened. You know, allergy attacks, rain pouring down in buckets, lake being too cold to swim in. Like, yeah, I got home, it's like, God, I don't want to go anywhere or do anything for the next couple of days, which seems to be working out, actually. Oh, we saw Hellboy 2 on Sunday.
Yeah,
which
so
I
did
thought
we.
Was pretty excellent.
I don't remember if it was Sunday or not. I walked out of there kind of shaking my head. Like,
why is that?
I really liked the first one a lot, and I feel like they turned up the, like, goofy one-liner meter to 11, and, not meter, you know, the knob.
Right.
The meter went up on its own when
maybe,
I watched the movie.
Maybe they were just more effective at measuring the one-liners. I didn't really get that at all.
I don't know, I just felt like it was, there was so much just pointless frivolity in it, which I'm told that the comics are pretty silly,
mm-hmm.
you know, so maybe it was a more faithful adaptation, but I don't know. I liked the first one, and I remember, I guess the complaint about the first one is that it's sort of slow, right?
My complaint about the first one was that it ended with 30 minutes of CGI fight.
Yeah.
Which was just, yeah, you know, the same problem that the Ang Lee Incredible Hulk movie had. It's just, the end is 30 minutes of special effects fighting each other, and the end of Transformers, and you just don't give a shit. I was so glad to see just a flat-out kung fu fight at the end of this. At the end of Hellboy, too.
Yeah, the special effects, I feel like, were pretty well done. It had that same kind of Pan's Labyrinth look, where... It is undoubtedly computer generated, but it's kind of like the reason why I think that World of Warcraft is so good. With technology and art direction, you can do so much better than you can just throwing technology at it.
Right.
You know, because World of Warcraft doesn't have a really good 3D engine behind it because it's designed to run on a lot of machines regardless of how powerful they are. But the fact that there's somebody paying attention and the fact that it looks fantastical as opposed to trying to be as realistic as possible makes it really work.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe that's why. Because, I mean, how much of that do you suppose was actual physical objects and how much of it was rendered?
A lot of his stuff is guys in suits. I would say anything that was big enough to have a guy in it. Was guys in suits. I think even some of the smaller monsters were. And we're mad at
like that goblin on the cart.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely a guy in a suit.
You think?
Yeah, yeah. But he...
Well, that's cool, though.
Yeah, rather than doing the just full-on CG stuff, I think they build a lot of prosthetics and creatures and whatnot and then just use CG to smooth out the you know, the wrinkles in the latex and stuff.
Right.
So you end up with something that is physically there with the actors, but isn't. Yeah, I had a weird feeling about Hellboy 2. Like, I really didn't like the first one as much because the ending, I think, just fell apart. But this one, like, I didn't really like a lot of the dialogue, and I didn't really like the head villain, the Tom Cruise as Lestat guy who had a different accent every time he opened his mouth. So, and I wasn't that big on the guy in the ectoplasm suit or what have you.
Yeah, no, I couldn't stand that dude.
But, I mean, it was weird to have this movie where, like, most of the character interaction I didn't quite buy. And I thought that, okay, I see where he's going with this, like, sure, they get drunk together and commiserate about the girl, and that's funny, but he didn't quite hit it. But I still really enjoyed the hell out of the movie.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm not sure.
I think that this one, you know, there are going to be some images that stick with me. Some mm-hmm. just cool stuff. Like, that guy on the cart was really cool.
Yeah.
You know? And, I'm going to remember that. But there's some stuff, you know, why did it need to be a big dude made out of stones that was the door to that underground city?
Yeah, why did the Angel of Death have to be blind and have eyes in its wings, you know?
Well, why, okay, that whole thing was just confusing. Because it didn't seem like he was the Angel of Death so much as he was something that was specifically there to represent Hellboy's death.
Uh-huh.
Which, everybody gets their own Angel of Death.
Maybe.
And he just happens to be standing inside a city whose door is a big giant that isn't actually something. It was like a machine, you know?
Oh, yeah. I like that. That whole just making up the fantasy rules as you go. I kind of dig that. A lot of, like the Miyazaki movies, like Princess Mononoke and that kind of thing. It's just like, we are making up an entire mythology and we're going to do it on the fly. So why was there in that city the angel death thing that could heal Hellboy? I don't know, but it looks really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, sorry, only an elf can pull this bit of Ringwraith blade out of you, Frodo. We have really special flyers in the elf country. I think the only Miyazaki movie that I saw was...
Hey, that one where I pulled my mic cord out.
Sorry, I don't know if that suddenly switched to the...
did you just jump in a well, or?
Yeah, there is a microphone on this computer that is somewhere. I don't actually know where the hole is that I'm supposed to be talking to. Yeah. I mean, the only one of those name the movies that guy made, the Princess Mononoke guy.
Wow.
Is there one called Castle in the Sky?
Yeah, Castle in the Sky, Nausicaa's Valley of the Wind. My Neighbor Totoro, Kiki's Delivery Service, Princess Mononoke, Howl's Moving Castle.
I remember last year at Comic-Con deciding that I wanted to see Howl's Moving Castle because the poster looked really cool.
It's really good.
Yeah. Castle in the Sky was okay.
Yeah, that of the more recent ones, than Castle in the Sky, Mononoke, and Howl's Moving Castle, Mononoke is better and Howl's Moving Castle is better than that, so... You haven't seen the two best of them. I mean, the nice thing about, you know, for people like you or I who are not really purists and don't care whether it's subtitled or dubbed, the dubs of the Miyazaki movies are all Disney, and they don't ever get into that, hey, we should all go over here, okay? You know?
Yeah. That's good. Okay. I mean, I think that I definitely prefer... I guess I prefer a subtitled movie to a badly dubbed movie, but I prefer a well-dubbed movie to a subtitled movie.
Right.
It's just sort of all about a quality continuum. I'm almost done with season 4 of Buffy.
How'd that go?
3 episodes left.
I'm not buying the
thing that's sewn together from some people and some demons and some robots. Yeah. Could be worse.
That guy is, he's implausible as a character, but he has some really great conceptual, and like the issues it raises are interesting, and the way it interacts with the rest of the cast is interesting.
Yeah.
So I was willing to go like, okay, sure. The military has the technology to build Terminator demon soldier hybrids.
Yeah, I'll allow it. I feel like he would be a cooler character if he was just like a guy in a suit. You know, that was manufactured somehow or created for some purpose. You know, like, I don't know.
Oh, Riff reminded me that Spirited Away is one of the other Miyazakis that you should see. For sure. I haven't seen one of his movies yet that I haven't enjoyed. Just a couple of them were like, that was pretty good. But most of them
are. I'm sure that's something that I could pick up a DVD of at Comic-Con if I really wanted to. Mm-hmm. They've started releasing the schedules for the days at Comic-Con. I can never remember, and when I say I can never remember, I just mean I don't know whether... all of the day's schedules are up. I'm actually going to try and go to some panels this year.
This isn't the best year for that.
Isn't it?
I was surprised. As big as Comic-Con has gotten and as sold out as everything is, just 90% of the panels are complete ass. I mean, part of it is that I'm not active in comics, so I don't know any of the current comic book writers, but...
Right.
There are some that are just, seriously, that's a panel? Okay. But, usually there are three or four in a day that I want to see, but this year I think there are three total. Saturday night, the entire cast of Mystery Science Theater is doing a panel.
Oh, that's cool.
Like Joel and Mike and both Crows and, everybody who's ever worked on it. So that's kind of
cool. Really? Even the ones that explode if they touch each other?
Yep. None of the ones who have died, but I don't think there are any of those.
Uh-huh. Good. So, Friday is Star Wars Day, apparently.
Wow. And sadly, since I'm leaving Sunday, I'm going to miss the Buffy musical sing-along. That's really sad.
What season does the musical appear in?
Season 6.
Oh, okay. So there's no chance that I'll get to that before Comic-Con, so...
Right.
Gosh darn it, I'm going to miss the musical sing-along. What's the story with the Rocky Horror thing at Con? Is that still on?
It is still on, yeah.
And what's the imagine you're explaining. So I've been to Rocky Horror in a theater once,
uh-huh.
Right? But I didn't, and I got... like squirted with a water gun and shit because it was my first time.
Right.
But I don't know what. So what are you supposed to bring with you? What are we allowed to bring with us?
Usually in theaters now it's no fire and no water. So you want to bring toast to throw, rice to throw. It used to be you'd do squirt guns for the raining scene, but you don't do that anymore. Used to hold up a lighter during one of the songs. Now you'd need a flashlight or cell phone or something. So, like, toast, rice, newspaper, and brassiere.
Toast, rice, newspaper.
Underwear, something. I have a feeling that the whole torture of the virgins thing is going to be a little less grueling than it would have been when you went.
It wasn't.
Actually,
it
wasn't. In the Rocky Horror at Con 5 thread, what do you get besides a seat? Ticket costs include a prop bag. Inside you'll find everything you need to interact with the movie.
Oh.
So you just bring not a damn thing.
Okay, so is the theater doing that, or the people who are organizing it?
The people who are organizing it.
Well, that's neat.
Looks like you can buy tickets ahead of time with PayPal for $7. Tickets will be available at the door for $10.
Okay. I should do that. What day is it? Is it like the Thursday before Con? Or?
Yeah, Thursday before Con. 11:30 p.m. is the start time. I'm amazed that this guy, CrackMonkey69, is the guy who pulled this thing together. And it's looking impressive. We've got me as Frank. My wife will be a 5-month pregnant, Janet. Thaddeus Mutton is Brad. K.O.L. Modi is taking the meatloaf role.
Sweet.
Which isn't referring to him stealing my dinner this time. But every other time he's taken the meatloaf role, I've been kind of pissed. Columbia is going to be Rikihiki Taco. Lilac as Riff, which is going to be awesome. Riff as Lilac, if we can find him a costume. Magenta is Beware My Brain. Dr. Scott, Scrock the Mad. Rocky is Picus. Trixie, Geek Rock Girl 85. And the MCs, our hosts for the evening, Dread Pirate Wesley at Dead Heart, and Dave of the Hill People.
Okay.
So, yeah, that, I think that's going to kick some ass. I've got to get my, I got to get a costume, and I've got to get the, got to find some drag queen shop so I can get some shoes.
You got to do, if I were you, I'd be wanting to do a lot of sit-ups in between now and then, too.
Yeah, you would think so.
Not say, okay, if I were in your position, I was not trying to.
If I were as fat a bastard as you are, I would be thinking of nothing.
I'm just saying. No. If I personally was going to appear in front of that crowd in some lingerie, I would want to, get my bikini figure back.
I am in better shape than I was when I left Phoenix, but, not in the best of shape. So, yeah, you're right about that. I have thought about that, and I will be practicing so I don't embarrass the company by putting on a bad performance.
Oh yeah, because putting on a good performance,
yeah, I have no problem with
drag, couldn't possibly embarrass the company.
I have no problem with embarrassing the company by kicking ass playing Frankenfurter in drag. You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I prefer to make a fool of myself on my own terms.
I'm excited about the prop bag, though, because that way I won't, you know, show up with the wrong breed of toast or whatever.
Breed of
get
toast.
Get fun of for.
This is pumpernickel noob.
Yeah. Okay, well, I suppose we could burn through some questions.
Yes.
A lot of these on top are ones that came in on Thursday. Polar Kraken says, how about Familiar Core? You ascend and you're brought back as a familiar. It'd be a whole new game, eh? Yes. Yes, it would.
It would be an entirely new game that we would have to write from scratch.
Let's see. Mancho says, could Chester and Hobopolis possibly drop an item that would allow you to travel back to certain parts of the kingdom in the 70s? Yeah, maybe some sort of volcano.
Think of all the jokes that we could put in there. Okay, I just did.
Oh yeah. Blizzbub says, is it true that a forever ban is actually for 11 years? I don't remember. It's some really high number of seconds. Vorthox points out that the stirring stick has a discard link, which I should probably fix that. I should probably just let it be auto sold for 105 meat. And that is that. wait. So, there is no character in Rocky Horror named Lilac?
No. There's a good player, Lilac, who you've met several times. He's the guy who ran the Guitar Hero contest last year. So, he's playing the character of Riff, so I just imagined... our, you know, KOL's own Riff dressing as Lilac for the show, which would be kind of fantastic.
Yeah. I kind of parsed it. I made what I thought was a really good joke the other day in dev, and nobody noticed it until earlier today when Hot Stuff was reading through the logs. Somebody was talking about not being able to find any movers to help them with their furniture, and I said, yeah, and the shakers are all too busy making furniture to move any.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is good. I can see why people would have missed it, though, because it's got levels.
Yeah, yeah.
Layers.
No, I was proud, and then I thought that it had fallen flat, but then I was vindicated. Let's see. Nicodemus says, why doesn't the Grimmsite gas mask protect against stench? Because it doesn't have any filters in it.
And not all stench is gas-based, too. I mean, come on.
It just looks like a gas mask. It's not functional.
It's like a souvenir gas mask. Like you get when you go to Auschwitz.
right.
Now.
It's a combination gas mask and shower cap.
I meant now, you know, like when you go to Disney, yeah, you get Mickey mm-hmm. Mouse ears, you know.
As opposed to then when you just got a souvenir tattoo if you were lucky.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, maybe you got the magical ability to control metal with your mind.
True.
I was reading, there was some website had the 50 greatest comic book characters of all time or something. It was kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting how little I know about comic books.
Right. It's weird to think that the only time I went to Comic-Con and knew anything about comic books, it was because I was living with a guy who was really into them and would spend $200 or $300 a month on comics. So I just read all of his, and I knew who all these people were, but no more.
Alfie says, is there a plan for a familiar based on the Push Me, Pull You from Dr. Doolittle at some point in the future? I don't know what that is.
It has a head on either side. So, I don't know. It looks like you took the front half of two goats and stuck them together.
Bobula says, harmed by fireworks? Lame. My great uncle blew off a finger while playing with blasting caps as a kid. When I was reading my great great grandfather's book, he was talking about people making like cannons out of logs to celebrate the 4th of July. Like, and just constant, incredibly dangerous explosions with just gunpowder.
Hmm.
Sizzler says, if you guys were to release a series of KOL-themed playing cards, which KOL characters would you consider for the 52 images, or 54 if you include two Jokers? I don't like cards that have stuff on them other than card stuff.
Yeah, the basic idea for the playing cards was to have the backs be all the same, you know, but to have the front of the cards look pretty much like regular playing cards would if they were drawn by Jake, so... Like, the, you know, hand-drawn numbers, and I suggested, like, the incredibly dense meat gem for diamonds, and the pixelated hearts for hearts, and the seal clubbing club, and the grave robber shovel for the spades, and...
Yeah. But, I can see the face cards being, like, you know, there aren't enough female characters, but, I mean, putting bosses in for the face cards or whatever, as long as you can make it clear that... I can't really visually distinguish a jack from a king.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So.
So you could just rely on the J or the K in the corner.
Yeah. I mean, which that's what I do now anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. Every time we played poker at Boozer's and he tried to use some weird cards, I was just like, which I think it's owing entirely to my color blindness.
Yeah. And I, you were like, these cards have naked ladies on them. I don't like naked ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm married. That kind of makes you allergic to naked women who aren't your wife.
You weren't married then.
Fine.
You were just a homo then. Good thing you got over that before you got married.
Yeah, I know. That would be very boring.
Just woke up one day and said, it's time for me to stop this nonsense and start enjoying vaginas. Well, one,
yeah, it is
one
a,
anyway.
You know,
I'm making an
sexual
exception.
Orientation is definitely a choice.
I find it's a switch, and not like a light switch, but like one of those big knife switches that turns on the Jacob's Ladder in a Mad Scientist's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was really cool when I found it. It's like, hey.
Yeah.
Check that out. Gay, straight. Stuck it somewhere in the middle for a while. Now I've got it just far enough into gay to enjoy musical theater.
Yeah.
Just far enough into straight to keep your mama happy. Tedder says, seriously, you guys need to hire a sound guy. Yeah, we should hire a sound guy, and we should hire that dude from the forums to make all of the right programming choices that we're just incapable of making because we're idiots.
Well, you know, the people who are down on me for being a dick to that guy are right, but I am also right, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's whatever.
Well, it's just I think it's entirely possible to be right and unprofane and rude at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's a combination that always bugs me, being condescending and a dick and...
But it's like you're technically not saying anything
inflammatory. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. Yeah.
So instead of you're an idiot who doesn't know what you're doing, it's I do wish that the asymmetric folks would take my advice and perhaps hire someone who knows a little bit about programming so that they could maybe fix some of these horrible problems that just don't seem to concern them. Which makes you want to respond by beating the shit out of somebody and to somebody who isn't paying attention. That's a totally inappropriate response.
Yeah.
No, I got your back on that one. But anyway, we're not going to hire a sound guy for our radio shows.
I think it's all over. Granted, I would like for stuff to sound better at the office, and you know, maybe I don't know. I'm told that there is some magical thing called phantom power.
Yeah,
that will allow you to use low power mics in an actual mixer, and that'd be nice.
You should probably, seems like Amplitude ought to be able to hook you up with something.
Yeah, he just wants us to use real mics, you know, like condenser mics. And I don't want to do that. I mean, first of all, I don't want to have to buy $550 microphones for this, you know. Hmm. And I don't like, you know, the one time I did a show at Amp's house, I didn't like being chained to the desk. I like to lean back. I like to roll my chair back and lace my fingers behind my head and stare at the ceiling while I'm doing the radio show.
Yeah, and I don't like having a microphone that's not stuck to my face, I gotta say. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Also, Tatter says, I was wondering if there will be any redemption codes from the con available to those of us who can't travel to the con because it's too far. No. The point of any item like that is that you were at the place that we gave the item out. So, there's no point in having them if you weren't there. They're never going to be game-breakingly powerful. They're never going to have, like, super awesome enchantments or anything. It's a rare item for a very specific purpose.
Yeah. There, you know what, if you can... So I think that our presence... I believe that this is done, so I think I can say this now. Our presence at Gen Con is going to consist of us actually going to Gen Con to kind of see what it's all about, mm-hmm. and then, you know, consider exhibiting there in the future, if there is a future, and a little postcard-sized promo thing in the goodie bag that all Gen Con attendees get, and that will actually have a redemption item for those people.
Group.
So if Con is too far away, you can go to Gen Con and get one of those. We're also never again going to print out stickers with redemption codes on them and stick them to business cards because we found a place that will actually do a mail merge with the redemption codes on cards as cheap as we can get cards other places. So,
nice.
Yeah, they'll look a lot more professional too.
That's excellent.
This print shop here that Hot Stuff found for the Choose Your Own Adventures last year is just it's weird how cheap and accommodating they are.
Hmm.
It's like you know I think something's got to give at some point.
Are we going to do the calendar with them?
I don't know if he's talked to them about that or not.
So I got the proof from Riff. Bleh. I got the proof from Riff. And it looked, it's looking good.
Yeah.
Looks like it's all set.
Yeah, no, their turnaround is super rapid, too, so, I mean, that's definitely something that we could talk to them about after all the Comic-Con printing stuff is done.
Yeah. Well, I realized long ago that my whole, we'll get the entries by June 1st, and then we'll have the calendars for Comic-Con was kind of idiotic.
Well, I mean,
at least we'll have
optimistic, I would say. I wouldn't. Chef Bob 27 says, I was saying smoke-a-chino. It's the contents of a cigarette dumping in a coffee. I spelled it weird because the janitor was putting emphasis on the O's. What?
Smoke-a-chino.
I see.
Sure.
Did I tell you about the weird, weird mining town in New Mexico that we drove through on the road trip that was like, it was like the whole town had fallen victim to some sort of traveling
anti-smoking con man circus. There were these billboards everywhere about, like, it was like the only remaining businesses in the town were stop smoking businesses, and at the convenience store they sold water with nicotine in it in little bottles.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about that.
Yeah, my wife got one and drank it, and it kind of made her sick. She doesn't smoke.
Yeah, I would guess that it would.
Yeah. She's trying to work her way up, you know. She's been using the patch and the gum every once in a while, and one day hopes to be able to smoke. Madeline says, do the free rest from disco nap and disco power nap apply to the comfy sofa? If not, why not? Well, because I forgot about the comfy sofa when I was doing it. Do you want to read Panay's pedantic criticism of
pedantic pedagogy? Mr. Scarlet, wait, what's a good voice for I? I do believe it's catchy. Yes. Mr. Scarlet, last Monday you mentioned that a question abused the conditional tense. Too bad there is no such thing. Conditional or subjunctive is a mood, not a tense. Pulls to be using the linguistic terminology correctly, or refrain, F. Panay pulls to be respecting the character limit of questions and not stopping in the middle.
You know what that is? I found out why that happens, I think. People use the right-click menu PM thing, and it looks like their entire message went through. Because there's not, as far as I know, when you open a dialog box with a text entry in it, there's no way to limit that without completely writing your own deal and not using the native OS pop-ups.
Hmm.
So yeah, I think that's not necessarily their fault when they do that. Oatgan says, what exactly is a dunk throttler? Well, if you've got like a pipe that normally like 50 or 60 ducks per minute pass through, a duck throttler is a device that you can use to sort of let more or fewer ducks through the pipe as needed.
Hmm. It's not just a machine for strangling ducks.
That too. Hmm. Green Jean says, please, Scully, no more mashups. I like the one you played today.
Why stop?
Except that there were points where that meshed up really nicely. And yeah. I think in general, like, mashups with rap songs are kind of cheating.
They are, except that I keep finding that I like certain rap songs. It's just that I hate the music behind them.
Right.
It's like I didn't like 99 Problems until I heard that Paradise City mash. And then
I mean, maybe
like,
that's just
because
you.
This guy actually.
Maybe that's
has
because
a good
you've never lived the sort of pimp lifestyle he's talking about. I mean, No.
I enjoy the lyrics because I can relate to how many problems he has and how many bitch-related problems he has. I just don't like the way most rap music's produced. So I'm always keen to hear. You know, again, the Sweet Home Alabama and versus Nelly remix, the Country Grammar versus Sweet Home Alabama is beautiful. So it takes the most racist, redneck, stupid-ass song ever and pairs it with a rap, and it's fantastic. Yeah. But no, I'm not going to stop doing mashups on the Monday show. I can't remember when I started doing only mashups on the Monday show, but it's tradition for at least several months.
Temporary Man says, why can't I explore the giant toilet paper tube, start running to roll it across the plains, mow down some knolls in my giant cardboard tube of doom? You can. You just have to find the right pixel to click on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might accidentally roll across a giant paper towel and then start kind of a snowball / Katamari effect.
Right.
And then Jick wouldn't be able to play the game anymore. That would be very sad.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to check out the Blastworks for the Wii, speaking of Katamari Damacy.
What's Blastworks?
Apparently a like side-scrolling space shooter, but every enemy that you hit breaks into pieces, and you can pick up pieces of ship after they explode, and the gun turrets remain functional, so you can end up with crazy giant ship with guns sticking out of it at all angles, and like it's apparently a decent first person experience, and then there's just a crazy in-depth game editor, like level editor, that lets you get down to the pixel.
Is it a downloadable game, or is it something real that's coming out?
I think it's an actual physical title.
Yeah, when I said something real, I did not mean to imply that downloadable games are not real. I meant an actual physical product.
Yeah. I wasn't offended.
I know, but somebody was.
Mm-hmm.
Linguini Lat says, why can't we put quest items we're not using into our display case? Because there is a lot of game logic that checks to see if you have quest items, and it is much, much nicer for us and easier on the database if it only has to check your inventory for those quest items. And that's why. Let's see. Blizzbob says, there's a break in the line of one of the ears of the Aieti kitty. Fix. What? I'm going to look that up. I'm going to look that up right now. Excuse me. That's just what those. That's what they look like. Although I probably should fix that. That's weird. Maybe my pen ran out of ink for a second. Because that one wasn't, like, edited together out of stuff. That one was drawn at a stretch.
Huh.
Let's see. Linguini Lad says, also, I was looking up tour dates for Disturbed, and I noticed they're doing a concert in a city called Christchurch in New Zealand. Do you know of any weird names for towns? Some weird towns from my state are Bird in Hand, Intercourse, and Jersey Shore. What the fuck? It's not even a beach, and it's in Pennsylvania. I don't know. There's two guns in Arizona.
There's why in Arizona.
There's what?
Why?
Oh, right. W-H-Y question mark.
Why and aho. Which is garlic. Surprise.
Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Right.
Linguini Lad says, you know what we haven't heard in a while? Christian rap. How about it? Or just some old school P.O.D. What is... I don't even know anything about P.O.D.
Payable on Death is the... They're a crypto-Christian band who sound a lot like Limp Bizkit.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Istanbul says, when you're getting a bounty, next to each bounty item you get, you see X of Y, where X is the number you have and Y is the number you need. Is there any way that you could do that for the goatlet and the goat cheese? For that, which is kind of the only just flat-out collect X of this item quest, I could probably make that happen. Linguini Lad says, you know, big plans can make the imps suck for everyone else and demand a meat ransom or they won't release their imp hostages. Bwahahaha. Bwahahaha indeed. Happy Dan says, use extra golden twigs to make better house in bird form. Yeah, somebody suggested that when we were working on that item, but it was one of those things that seemed like it didn't really need to be there. Somebody later, I saw, had sent in a question about drops for the monsters in Mount Molehill, and that was another thing that we were planning on doing, but then we kind of decided that they didn't really need anything, and so it was just going to be extra work coming up with stuff, and that is the kind of spot where we always end up putting in something dumb and unbalancing and broken anyway. So
right. It was also like I could only come up with decent items for two out of the three.
Yeah.
Or three out of the four, five, seven.
Odgan says, ever consider playing the reading of the hobo names? That would make for some pretty boring radio. You could just listen to it on your own and pretend that we were playing it.
Right. I think I should just read them all myself.
What we should do is we should just set our generator to work and read. We should do a show where all we do is read randomly generated hobo names. Linguini Lad says, if I buy a ticket for Con, could I have the redemption code for the cool new in-game item? I live in PA, and CA is much too far. Thanks. No, man. Plus, I don't think you can buy tickets for Comic-Con anymore.
Yeah, and wow.
Yeah. I guess they sold out fairly far ahead of time last year, too. Or did they? No, wait, they sold out of the four-day passes, I know, well before you would have thought that would happen. But somebody, I think Hansa was telling me that they didn't actually limit attendance for people who, like, walked up and bought tickets last year, and this year they are.
Mm-hmm.
But... yeah, I wonder. You know, we gotta be careful about the being able to demonstrate that our stuff is flame retardant.
Yeah.
Giving a sample of our materials that the fire marshal can hold a lighter up to.
Right. I can't believe Sunday is almost sold out. Sunday is gay.
Well, the exhibit floor is still there, right?
Isn't it? Is it though?
Yeah.
I thought the exhibit hall wasn't open on Sunday.
Pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure that we have to be there.
Oh,
on
so
Sunday.
Damn it.
Because it's like Sunday night. That Sunday night is the move out. The move out, and then they get real drunk. How is Sweet Home Alabama dissing Neil Young?
They wrote it because Neil Young wrote a song called Southern Man where he's like, hey, don't forget what the Bible said if you're going to be all about the Bible, and stop being racist pricks to black people. And so Lynyrd Skynyrd wrote a song that's like, fuck you, Neil Young, don't you talk bad about us Southern boys, we're awesome, and racism is good.
What did it say, though?
Oh my God.
I heard Neil Young sing about her. I heard old Neil put her down. I hope Neil Young will remember. A Southern man don't need him around anyhow.
I see. I don't know any of the words to Sweet Home Alabama.
Well, there's this whole thing about how you should tie black people to trees and light them on fire.
Yeah.
That's one of the
It's weird, because with Kentucky Fried Chicken using that as their theme song, how
That's
my wife said, we have to boycott Kentucky Fried Chicken. But she's black. She can't boycott Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What else is she going to eat? That gave me a heavy cognitive dissonance anyway.
Yeah.
Sweet Home Alabama for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right. Let's see. Sorry. Megan says, hi guys, I got the adventure saying I had made it through the sewer in Hobopolis, and after switching my gear I hit the adventure again link, ended up fighting a chum chieftain. Is this a bug, or am I just cool enough that they let me kill the chief even after I've completed the sewer? Huh. I wonder if the... Surely the... Okay, since that is an actual adventure in there that tells you that you can't adventure there anymore, the semi-rare is probably overriding that. But that shouldn't happen. Although, I don't know. I guess super likelies need to override semi-rares. No, super likelies always need to override semi-rares. That shouldn't happen. Uti says, can you make it so the administrator can give Clanny's karma? Nah. You basically can by... Can't you whitelist somebody with a certain amount of karma? Or create a really high starting karma?
I suppose you could do that, yeah.
Yeah.
You could give them an item that they could put in the clan stash that would give them a lot of karma.
Bellic Bass says, is it just me or is the stove door not working by damaging an attacking opponent? It should be working. If it's not, send a bug report. Shadow Slip says, any reason in particular that skeleton key rings aren't multi-usable? Seems weird. Yeah, there's just one of those items that predates the multi-use code that we haven't gone back to do. FryGuy9 says, since Filthy Crowns are clan trophies, would it be possible to highlight their earnings in the dungeon log, is done with boss fights? Yeah, I really ought to do that. Urutini says, can we please have the option of using the Hobo Kobo when equipped, Well, you can go to your quest log, and there's that section about which glyphs you've found, which is the answer to that. Postangum says, thank you for finishing the database maintenance. It's been frustrating to play through the lag. We're actually still doing it. It's just, it triggers whenever somebody logs on who hasn't done it yet. And, so that's not happening as much as time goes by. Cut a good amount of, chaff from that table.
Oh, speaking of, things getting cut from tables, Mrs. Skullhead was apparently deleted from inactivity.
Oh, nobody marked her no delete?
No, and I guess I'd... Yeah, she's gone. It never occurred to me to send her a Mr. Accessory or anything. And she never donated, so sorry.
Right, no, that's just as well.
Anyway, you can put her back in the table?
Yeah, though...
I mean, she didn't have any stuff.
Yeah, have her make the account again and not do anything with it, and I'll change the, the player ID.
Okay.
Of course, now somebody else is going to do that before she does.
Well, I'm going to do it right now.
Okay.
So what about that?
Let's see. Missing number says, Hobo skin should be 600 or 700 damage or so instead of 500. Found myself unable to get drops because I'm too high a level. Eh, you can get around that. There are ways. Missing number says also, whenever a choice adventure in Spooky Raven's library gives you a cooking or cocktail crafting recipe, it should be added to your quest notes, like a log of recipes you know. Yeah, you know, I guess eventually user-friendliness will cause me to relent on that and actually store that kind of data. But I haven't wanted to do it because it's just, it ends up being so much storage space for every person. But, you know, I say that, but we probably added more features in the last year more space for the features in the last year for keeping track of stuff for people than that would do. So, I don't know. Jalandi says, can the pernicious artist be more helpful when you revisit him with a couple of the quest items in hand, or does he not notice what you found because he's so goddamn pretentious? Yeah, that's it. This is maybe the quest log could be updated to only show what items you still need. I don't know. You could definitely do it pretty easily with him talking to you, but the quest log would be a little tricky. Emily Grant says, I wish you guys could do a KOL meet in Ireland. Can you play any of the Crux Shadows? Is that a song? Or a band?
Or a band? Is it a game?
Songs.
It'd be fun. It would be fun to do another European meet, but not for a while, I think.
Yeah. Slap Happy Snark says, why not add familiar doppelshifting as an effect from an item, possibly an item created by another item of the month? This would allow anyone to experience the older inaccessible familiars. And he says, the familiar dungeon crawl idea would make a great alternative to the arena, a lot more fun and interesting. And we've been having fun talking about what that kind of thing might be like. Because it's kind of just a new game built into the old game. But, that's something that may or may not eventually happen in the future.
I think the next time we do another new game built into the old game, we shouldn't build it into the old game.
You think?
And should just be, check out this other thing that has completely new mechanics and is by the Kingdom of Living People.
Yeah. One day. Fungi says, what if you carefully open the fortune cookie instead of smashing it? That way you don't have to clean up the mess afterwards. But that's not as fun.
I've never been able to open a fortune cookie and get the fortune out without smashing it, so...
I usually just break it in half and pull the fortune out. But then I force myself to not look at the fortune until I have chewed up and swallowed the entire cookie. So I, like, pull it out facing away from me. And then I hold it and don't look at it until I'm done eating the cookie.
Yeah, I do that.
Because if it's a good fortune... and you read it before you've eaten the cookie, it won't come true.
Yeah. See, my wife never eats the cookie, but she feels like if you pick up the cookie you want and hand it to somebody else, and that randomizes the fortune enough to make it true. Although fortunes have gone way downhill In every place that I've been, it's they don't even work within bed anymore. It's more like early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And loose lips sink ships. And
well, that's funny.
Yeah.
Loose lips sink ships in bed.
I suppose. Oh, by the way, I can't make Mrs. Skullhead because it says the name's already taken, but it's not. I think that was just one of the names we put on the kill list.
Okay. Okay. Well, make some account and then send me a K-mail and tell me what name you made. And then I'll change both the name and the player ID.
Alrighty.
Because that way we can do whatever. Pretty Queezer says, I've been perusing some of the old item descriptions. Grog, vodka martini, white Canadian, and goat cheese pizza seem descriptive but not humorous. Maybe it's time for an update. Perhaps back then we were trying a more avant-garde form of humor, where describing something is funny, whether the actual description is funny or not.
The absence of humor makes it funny.
Yeah. Gowerin says, don't know if this has been asked, but how's Obopolis affected the inflation and stuff? Meat totals, I believe, are still actually going down across the board. I haven't paid attention in a few days, but for a long time, we were losing significantly more meat per day than we were gaining per day before. So, yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, is it now or will it ever be such that there is an ultra rare for every area? No. It is not, and it will never be. Probably done adding ultra rares.
Yeah, we get in trouble when we put them in. Because it means that it kind of screws up the drop rate for the other ones. And
yeah. Makes them more valuable, though, right?
Yeah.
Mecha says, if you do a non-Mr. Store tome/Librem, it should be summon welfare checks. Summons items that act as meat at NPC stores. But that would be like food stamps, not welfare checks.
Right.
Welfare checks you can turn into money.
Welfare checks are delicious. They're not as good as rice checks, but all right.
You can buy cigarettes with welfare checks. You can't buy cigarettes with food stamps.
You know, when you create an account in Kingdom of Loathing, it should say something about you've successfully created the account and the activation code is on the way.
I think it used to.
Because it just kicked me to the login screen.
Yeah. Because the thing is, I think it used to, but then the way that we were doing that opened us up to some sort of cross-site scripting vulnerability, so it got changed. But yeah, you're right. Put that in the wiki.
Okay.
If you would. And I'll fix it. You want to take a music break?
Sure, and it's about time.
All right,
we're going to play more mashups. And we'll be back in a bit.
Up and take a bus, 'cause the time's going down.
And we're back.
We are back.
Hey, how about that?
Anything exciting happened during the break?
I made a new account for Mrs. Skullhead, and I made a little thing in the wiki. And I fantasized about clicking on your familiar dungeon and having a full-color Flash animated game, minigame pop up, the results of which tied back into your KOL game. I dream in color, man.
Oh, color. Who are you?
I'm Batman.
Hey, I should tell my friends.
That's coming out this week.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Is it on Wednesday or on Friday?
I think it's on Friday. Are you all geared up to hate it because it's been overhyped?
I'm not privy to that particular hype machine. I mean, I've seen previews on everything. I'm not so much geared up to hate it, but I'm not terribly excited about it. I really liked Batman Begins, and I like, you know, Christian Bale as Batman, but I'm not feeling Heath Ledger in the previews.
I think I haven't seen enough of him yet to really get an idea of what the character's going to be like, just like him standing in a street and then going, why so serious? And the laugh sounds pretty good. But
I don't know. You know, I really enjoyed the Michael Keaton Batman and the Jack Nicholson Joker. You know, and
see, I liked the Jack Nicholson Joker, but he wasn't really the Joker. He was Jack Nicholson. So I've been interested to see somebody do in live action what Mark Hamill did for the animated Joker.
Yeah, I don't know. Heath Ledger. Based on the previews, it's more the Croaker than the Joker.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I think part of that's the makeup.
No. I think my wife thought that I was making some joke about Heath Ledger being dead, but I was not.
No,
I was making
he's
a joke about
crow.
Him looking like the Crow.
Right.
But that's also funny. See, that joke has levels. Like my Shakers joke.
Like an ogre.
Boy. Someone else says, when are we going to have Arsafire Elixir back? I mean, not as a traveling trader item. I was funny to give that stuff to people as sort of a joke, but I can't do that anymore. Well, you should have bought more from the trader. Humor has value in this game, you know. Pablomonk says, thinking about your talk of familiar mechanic ideas, I was wondering if you've ever considered a familiar that increases the round duration of fights, i.e. an extra round per pound. That seems like it would be of such limited usefulness.
If you like stasis, you'll love this familiar.
Macon says, any more thoughts on a staff of Ed, chef staff? I'm okay with that. Although I think that you'd have to only... I'd have to change the way the chef staff code works so that it only showed up if you had completed that part of the quest, but... But yeah, you know. SF Warlock says, dear Jick and Company, please, please, please put confirmed tick boxes on the Hobopolis loot distribution interface.
How many, though?
What's that?
How many, though? Should we put two or maybe three?
I mean, I just worry that if you have 50 pieces of loot to distribute, you're going to just start clicking the confirmed checkbox mindlessly. And so there might as well not be a confirmed checkbox there. That's
if there might as well not be one, I suppose there might as well be one.
Well.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. People just can ask for a clan account menu script so that they can start asking for clan account menu options. And Naked Jew says, hey, radio people, could you perchance make the new Choose Your Own Adventure PDF available? Well, not until after Comic-Con, because we want to at least give people something to... Give people that show up the first crack at it. I don't remember when we put the second one up. I made a new page for linking to those.
Oh yeah. Cool.
Let's see.
A deadhead says, could we have an optional feature that made our own name change color in chat? It would be when another person typed it and would only change for the person whose name it was. I don't know.
Seems like that would be a little tough to do without it being... because the chat would have to... elves and gnomes.
What if your name was R?
Right. Well, for a second there, I thought that I knew how code works, but I really don't. But yeah, it is true that hardly anyone ever uses my full name in chat. So, like, I suppose that you could have an item that you could ask for a specific word to be a specific color. It'll be a
yeah. We had tossed around the idea of like custom profanity filters, which we could do something like that. Southwest says, can you make long skinny balloons multi-use craftable instead of meat pasteable? I keep meaning to do that, and I keep not doing it. But if you had asked me if I did it, I would say, I would probably have said, yes, I did that already. But no, I didn't do that already. let's see. A deadhead says, can we have some non-combat scaling stat gains that aren't capped? No. Anytime we do that, they're going to be capped at a certain point. Also, a deadhead says, why would you give Oscus two pairs of pants? He is a hobo. He shouldn't even have one. That isn't true.
He's a hobo.
I've never seen a hobo with no pants.
Pairs.
There's one that he carries around in a shopping cart. Dr. Van Venmo just says, ideally about one out of six classes in Hobopolis would be accordion thieves, but accordion thieves don't really add anything to a Hobopolis run besides the ability to play the melodica and the ability to cast those Hobopolis accordion thief skills on their clanmates. But limited at 200 turns, there's not much to share as each clanny only gets about two shots a day of the buff. Could you make these buffs easier to share with clanmates by increasing the turns per day limit to something higher than 200, maybe 500, which would allow a clan of six people to get 80-ish turns all around? It would still make it impossible for buff bots to account for the entire kingdom's supply of these buffs. Well, you know, they're good buffs. Currently, a clan of six people can get, like, 40 turns of them all around. And that's probably fine. I guess 30. But, you know, they're good buffs. You want them all the time, you can't have them all the time.
That's what makes it a game.
Linguini Lad likes the cleansing the taint joke.
There's no accounting for taste. We should change it to a tasting the taint joke.
That would Boy.
Be that would be better. Don't you think? Because, you know...
Lord Ike says, my girlfriend won't stop pestering me about this, so why are there no apples in the kingdom? What's an apple?
There aren't any PCs in the kingdom either. Nobody complains about that.
Linguini Lad says, I saw this on a brick. Si fractum non sit, noli id refacere. The translator says this, if you wish to break in pieces, not he is, be unwilling this to repair. What the fuck? Any of you guys good at translating Latin? I have no idea what the brick is saying.
No, I have no idea. Strikes me as, it looks like dog Latin, though, because it looks more like Latin than proper Latin would look. So... I'm not surprised the translator didn't translate it well.
Cricket says, using a Jew hat and a regular accordion lets you cast more turns of the Hobopolis accordion thief buffs than using an upgraded accordion. Minor bug or minor feature. It shouldn't make any difference at all. We probably just forgot to take that hat into account. Vorthok says, would it be possible to have the stuff from the Hobopolis food court show up in consumption records? Yeah, I need to ask Xenophobe how that works. He standardized the way non-item consumables work for those records, and I don't know how it works. Tatter says, cough, cough, traveling trader, cough, cough. Everybody always wants the traveling trader to come back.
I think he should come back, but only take shiny discs.
He's a rambling man.
T-Multi says, what am I supposed to do with all this old Crimbo crap? I don't have enough to make an outfit with it, and it isn't auto-sellable, just clutter. You're supposed to look at it and remember the time.
Why isn't it auto-sellable, though?
I don't know. I've taken to taking things that I think are desirable and not allowing them to be auto-sold or discardable.
All of them, I think... I could go through the archives and make all of the pieces auto-sellable. Just not the final product. Because I think the deal was last year that we're going to give you the ability to make everything from every year, and then we're going to do something different with the toys this year. So...
I mean, are you going to do something different with the toys this year?
Yeah, that's... didn't you get my memo on the complete Crimbo story for this year?
Did you actually send me one?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I still have no idea, but that was one of the things that I had kind of decided last year that stung somewhat by the people. Like, last year I was kind of stung by people saying, God, I hope we don't get fucking another iteration of these same toys. And I was stung enough to go, well, screw you, here's another iteration of these same toys, you asshole. But then after doing that, I was like, okay, we should probably come up with something different for next year. So that is something that I'm looking at. I'm thinking that we should do.
Well, your funeral.
Penelbar says, the Houston City Metro buses have this new electronic money card thing for paying bus fare that they want you to use. On the new reloader box on the bus, there's a little thing on the side saying, monitored by the FCC. What would happen if I wrote fuck on it? Would some guy come with another marker and scratch it out, or would I be fined?
You should just write all seven words on there and see what happens.
Assemble says, is there some reason that foam darts aren't free pulls? Well, we don't want you to be able to nerf the shit out of people when you're in hardcore Ronin.
We don't?
No. Those have really serious detrimental game effects, Mr. Skullhead.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah.
Enemy Lasagna says, Mario Sunshine has durians in it. They aren't rotten, though, but you can kick them. Mario Sunshine doesn't have a goddamn thing anybody cares about in it.
Mario Sunshine is not a game. I mean, the crime of Mario Sunshine was that it was too hard.
Was it?
So I guess just saying that I hate Mario Sunshine is like you saying you hate Smash Brothers. Just I was terrible at it, so I didn't like it.
I just didn't think it was fun. You know, it wasn't a Mario game. It was some dude with some water gun on his backpack game. And the cleaning up diarrhea spills game. Which, I can do that at home. I don't need to buy my own entertainment. Yeah, I don't need to buy a simulator for doing stuff that I could easily just, you know, shit on the floor and then cleaned up with a hose.
I think that would be equally as fun as playing Mario Sunshine. And that is the kind of ringing endorsement that I hope that they put on the packaging of the next time they release that game.
Tyler Zalt says, I took a marketing survey the other day on persistent browser-based games, and KOL was listed on their list of games they asked you if you played.
Dude, we're persistent.
Bigglesworth says, many, many thanks for the fix of the junkyard. You guys rock. Well, you know, fixing something that we broke doesn't necessarily mean that we rock. Noah M says, does thinking B. Arthur is hot make you gay because she is a man? No. No?
B. Arthur is no man, I assume. Damn it.
Iron Chef says, is the uncovered R and then beneath the R Andy on the free candy van in the Purple Light District just a strange coincidence, or are there other forces at work here? No, I believe that was done on purpose. Because after all the free candy is gone, the van only contains Randy. Someone else says, we need more items with silly, useless use effects, like the disembodied brain or the smart skull. You don't seem to do stuff like that anymore. The Hobopolis sewers are full of things that with use links that you can't actually use.
I think I do it every once in a while. Yeah. Paraflirt says, for the benefit of those who are nowhere near San Diego, could you shoot some footage of the KOL booth at Comic-Con and post it on YouTube so we can all see it? Man, I don't know how to post some shit on YouTube.
I'll figure it out. Well, I'll bring our camera and I'll take some pictures and I'll take the goddamned cord that connects the camera to the computer because, God, I hate my camera.
Do you have a video camera?
And no, just a regular digital camera, but it has a video mode, so.
Yeah, I guess mine probably does too. I don't think of myself as having a video camera.
I can take a couple of short movies, but my camera annoys me because it has an XD card instead of an SD card. So, like, the 17-in-1 card reader that's built into my laptop can't read it.
Huh.
Is it some proprietary bullshit from Olympus? Yeah, it was annoying.
Pablobomb says, back in the beginning, why did you make it so players could buff each other in a basically single-player game? Encouraging community? I didn't really think of KOL as a single-player game. You know, but yes, encouraging community. As soon as you could buy and sell stuff from other people, it was a multiplayer game.
And it's a multiplayer game where everyone's in their own universe.
Yeah, it's a very heavily instanced MMO.
It converges at the mall and the clan hall.
And the chat.
The chat. Well, the chat is just kind of metagame.
Sure, sure.
But that I think there are some references to other adventurers being around in the kingdom, but I think that other adventurers in that case are NPCs.
Darcel says, if you're looking for a good audio player, I suggest Winamp version 2.95. Oldversion.com is a good place to find this sort of stuff. Huh, that's cool. Because, yeah, they haven't added a useful feature to Winamp since whatever iteration of it allowed it to play video.
Uh-huh. When I discovered the new Winamp, pretty much, well, any Winamp after the version that I have, which is version Winamp 5, but anything after that has the added feature of breaking the shoutcast.
Oh, cool.
Broadcaster, so it's your new feature. You can't do radio anymore.
That's a sweet feature. Drake Fly says, chef staff of the Rib of the Boner Dagon? That's a good idea, too. Chef staves that have less plus spell damage percent, but more MP regen, or a very nice twiddle. Yeah, chef staves are kind of... all of the ones that I've made have been on a pretty straight curve, and, you know, it usually isn't until we've fully explored the basic functionality of a category of thing that we start really playing with the formula. So. Another fan asks what our opinion of Alicia Keys is. I don't know anything about no damn Alicia Keys. She looks like a rabbit, my wife says.
Sexy rabbit.
Yeah, but you're a furry.
She's kind of attractive.
Can't trust anything you say about sexy rabbits.
She's kind of attractive, and she has a hell of a voice. Gotta say.
Has she done any songs that I would know?
Fallen. Like piano thing. And I could describe the songs to you, but I'm just going to end up singing them, and that's nobody wins.
Okay. Oatgan says, on an earlier show I asked about a buff that prevented stat gains from fights. Any word on that? No, this would be a self-buff, although it would be fun to prevent stat gains for other players. And, I mean, for people who don't want to level up, I guess. You know, like that some effect that you could get somewhere that also made it so you couldn't do any damage to enemies. It'd be great.
Yeah, it would be perfect.
Clemenceau says, offhand cookbook for always casting prism / normal damage would be helpful against resistant hobos for spell slingers. I don't know. And, somebody had said something about that earlier, actually. Where was that? On the topic of spellements, said Darcel, shouldn't the Postomancer skill be applied last, as it is now equipment overrides flavor of magic? Huh. That probably just has more to do with the fact that effects are processed before equipment is. There's not really any answer to that question. You know, it's like something has to go first. Something you if you're wearing, you know, if you have two things that do two different contradictory things, one of them has to be the one that you pay attention to, and which one is it, you know? Right now, I feel like it's kind of arbitrary, but, yeah. Evil-cloned lesbian Jick says, I don't know if this was intentional or if my English just sucks, but shouldn't Brother Smothers' blessing be Brother Smothers' blessing? I don't know. Is he right?
We've looked at several websites, and all of them say it is entirely up to the author whether they want to do an S apostrophe or an apostrophe S for a plural like that. I mean, people tend to do it based on how you pronounce it, but then you're just arguing with the guy who decided it should be Brother Smothers' blessing, that it should actually be Brother Smothers' blessing.
Right.
And that's not an argument you're likely to win.
Keledrin says, Hi, Jick and Scully. Just wondering, what would you say is the worst book/author/book series that you've ever read? I would have to say that Terry Goodkind's Sword of Truth series is the most execrable thing I've ever read. Isn't it really long, and did you have to read the whole thing to figure out how bad it was?
I hope not.
I got about 100 pages into the first book of L. Ron Hubbard's big, long sci-fi series.
The Decology, Mission Earth, or whatever.
Yeah, and that was pretty fucking awesome.
Were you checking them out of the BHS library like I was?
Yes.
I got halfway, I think 3/4 of the way through either the first or the second book, where our hero has been kidnapped by a lesbian couple who tie him up and run a cheese grater on him and sprinkle pepper and hot mustard in the wounds, and he frees himself and rapes both of them, and they pass out during the rape because they enjoy it so much, because his dick is so big. So he continues this relationship with them where he has sex with them, and they enjoy it so much that they pass out, until one of them is killed by a villain, and he thinks she's passed out and has sex with her, and then gets all weirded out that he had sex with a corpse. And at that point, I quit reading.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the founder of one of Earth's more popular religions.
Yeah. Certainly
it's not really one of Earth's more popular religions.
One of Earth's wealthier religions, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure they could give the Latter-day Saints a run for their money.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the worst I've ever read, actually. John Saul writes the worst books I've ever read. Actually, no. John Saul's books are poorly written and boring. It's kind of like Stephen King's kind of retarded little brother is Dean Koontz. And Dean Koontz's retarded little brother is John Saul.
I don't know that I've ever read any John Saul.
I read 3 of his books, and they were all about, like, little kids getting killed, pretty much. And then Stephen King put out The Green Mile, and then John Saul put out a book in 7 parts, and, yeah. Pretty horrible stuff. Although Dan Patterson's Maximum Ride is probably the worst book I've read recently. Just like some attempt to write sci-fi for kids it was just terribly written. You could play drinking games with that book, how terribly written it was. It was so terribly written that we had to read the entire thing.
Last time we were at the used bookstore over by the office, Hot Stuff told me that I should read one of the Forgotten Realms, like Dungeons and Dragons novelization things that he really liked when he was in junior high. And I've been reading it, and I have to say that it's not very well written, but I'm going to keep reading it because it appeals to this just sort of like really straightforward, like, oh, you know, and then the evil wizard enslaved a tribe of goblins to do his bidding. And it's like, you know, no matter how badly written that sentence is, it's still awesome.
Yeah, that was kind of the issue that I had with Maximum Ride, was it was about these 4 or 5 kids that had been, like, taken and genetically experimented on, so they all had giant wings. And there's some kind of mystery about who took them and why and how they end up with these wings. And it was really interesting, except that it was just terribly written. Like, every couple of pages, Fang's dark eyes flashed. And I extended my 13-foot wingspan, Fang's dark eyes flashed. Like, there's a blind character, and every time they refer to him, they have to say something about him being blind. It's never just like, uh-huh. What's up, said Steve. What's up, said Steve, tripping over his shoelaces because he's blind.
Right. So it's sort of like the same problem with Tommy Boy, how every scene is about how he's fat and clumsy and stupid.
Yes, it is. It's a written equivalent of Tommy Boy. Only, you know, if Chris Farley had a 13-foot wingspan, I totally would have watched it.
Right, or dark eyes to flash. Flashing in the rain.
Right.
Schmitter says, will KOL be at Comic-Con Baltimore? I will never be in Baltimore again if I can help it. That was the only city that I've ever been scared in.
I had a decent time at the Baltimore meet, but I don't think I got enough into Baltimore to get any on me.
Actually, I'm just scared of minorities.
Very rarely left the hotel in Baltimore, so, yeah. But really, if you're talking San Diego versus Baltimore, I mean... Of course, Indianapolis.
Do you not like San Diego?
No, I'm saying if you're talking, do you want to go to this con on the ocean front in San Diego, or do you want to go to Baltimore? It's like, I would rather go to San Diego. But Indianapolis versus Baltimore now. That's a challenge.
I kind of like Indianapolis.
Indianapolis can lick my balls.
Yeah.
Actually, no, just the Indianapolis airport can lick my balls.
Were you guys going to drive down to Gen Con?
If you'd like, we could probably.
I mean, we're not really doing anything important there. We're just seeing what it's like and maybe play some games with some neckbeards.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to, I will totally get your admission and get your hotels. Yeah. If you don't, it's totally not a big deal.
To be with you, man.
Entirely your call.
But there
are some cool things in Indianapolis. Hot Stuff has some relatives there that know where some cool things are. They're putting together like a community theater kind of thing, man. How can you go wrong?
They're starting to get groovy, huh?
Yeah. We ate at a place that had, we were at a little market deli kind of thing that had, you know, like prosciutto sandwiches and stuff, man.
I don't go for any of that fancy shit.
Yeah. They had good beer, though.
Well, it's 600 miles away, which means it would cost us about $50 to drive there in the Prius, because the Prius is awesome.
Yeah? Does it actually get good gas mileage?
Yeah, our first tank of gas was, like, I had to put 9.5 gallons or so in it, and we had gone over 500 miles.
Huh. That seems pretty good.
And what I like about it is it gives you all kinds of feedback, so it'll just tell you, like, this particular tank of gas, you're averaging 50 miles to the gallon, and you've gone 300 miles, and that means you've used this many gallons. And I like all of the readouts that you can get as you're driving down the road, trying not to crash into things.
Let's see.
Also, Greta, show me your tits.
What?
That was a private aside to Vaginal Blood Fart's wife, who assures us that she is listening to our show and touching herself.
I see. You didn't give her any beads.
That's true, but she doesn't play the game, so I can't tempt her with items.
Yeah.
Like a less reputable version of myself would do.
Right. That trophy for sending naked pictures of yourself?
Yeah.
Chronotalon says, any plans to add any superhero content? Hulk, Iron Man, Batman, yada yada is all out there. Seems fitting to lampoon, honor these paragons of nerddom. Superheroes is kind of its own, like, I'm reluctant to do a lot of superhero stuff in the same way that I'm reluctant to do a lot of sci-fi stuff, because it's just kind of its own genre, you know?
Mm-hmm. We also, I mean, in the context of the game, there's plenty of Batman stuff and Incredible Hulk stuff. And
yeah, I mean, there are certainly references, and that's, you know, I wouldn't do a zone centered around that kind of thing. If you want superhero action, go play Twilight Heroes, which is awesome. Don't listen to Smoot.
As a general rule.
And just do the exact opposite of everything that he says.
Right.
Shu Palmista says, are there any ideas floating around about more basement areas? Yeah, we have a number of ideas. Dragonblade 629 says, when we travel to eternity.
Yo.
Well, yeah. Not that that's what that was supposed to be, because it wasn't. That was just supposed to be somebody whining. My wife has been making fun of me because I like the character of Drusilla on Buffy, and she hates the character, so she makes fun of me by just saying things in the sort of overwrought English accent.
Uh-huh.
It's all very amusing.
I like that character quite a bit. Her English accent is decidedly bad, but it works with just the saying random crazy shit thing she has going on.
Plus, goth chicks are hot.
Yeah. Met 100 dozen of them.
I don't believe that you've actually met 100 dozen.
No. I was quoting an MC Frontalot song that you still haven't listened to.
Yes, I have. I've heard. I actually know that song from hearing it live so many times. So don't even step to me, dog.
You're the man now, dog. Sorry, that was entirely cliched and outdated, but necessary.
Yeah,
would you like to know who to whom all your bass belong?
Yeah. Akatarly says, could you please, please, please implement a restore all MP restore, like the scroll of drastic healing or medicinal herbs for MP? That would be really awesome. Well, no. There are places that you can get great big MP restores, you know, and we want that to be fairly limited, because it used to be that there were restore all your MP items, and then, you know, it was just, there were crazy, crazy gluts of MP. You couldn't go anywhere without getting shocked by the massive amounts of MP just floating in the air. So,
didn't somebody write a bot that buffed every single player in the game?
Yeah, Muzzy did that, yeah. Just to sort of demonstrate that was busted. You know, there is no scarcity on HP. There is scarcity on MP, and you know, that makes for actual gameplay. You know, I understand that when you, I just want to do stuff socially, and it would be nice if I could just have infinite MP to fuck around with, but, you know, you are fucking around in the context of a game, and so, you know, once we put in a full HP restore, we can no longer do anything interesting with HP. You know, like, hey, check out this awesome healing item, and everybody's like, yawn, been there, done that.
Right.
Fineldar says, could you do some stuff with the data that's being dumped from the database to Coldfront's marketplace? The greatest price increase is always something that didn't sell yesterday. So a 50 million item that sells goes up by 50 million. Those things fill up that category. Could you change it to null or something they have to do on their end? It's something they have to do on their end. I don't have any idea how any of their stuff works on their end. I give them the data, and they do some stuff with it. I bet that if somebody who was... I don't know that any of the people who are responsible for that code in the first place are still around. So it is possible that if you approached them and said, hey, you know, give me a set of sample data for a week and I'll show you, this is what I would do, and just write a prototype of a new marketplace viewer for them, that, you know, they're all about community outreach, and that they would probably replace anything on there with something that was, you know, the same but with better functionality. So, you know, ask them. And then Vanilla says, on the subject of meat, could you put back the most wealthy players leaderboard? No.
NC Sorcerer says, hey, Jack, I want to see Scully draw an item. He can make me an item called the Skullhead Hand. Yeah, every year at con, when Jake and I are sitting signing stuff, I audition for the chance to draw an item in Kingdom of Loathing. And every year I prove to Jake that my drawing skills have not improved in the intervening year.
Come on, so your drawing skills are just fine. Don't sell yourself short, Mr. Skullhead.
No. I would never say that, like, your karaoke skills are just fine. You don't have to say my drawing skills are just fine.
Well, thanks, Dick. I was being honest, but you had to make it something that was genuinely mean.
Well, no, it's just that karaoke is not something that you're interested in doing.
I see.
Yeah. So if you started saying, "Oh, I suck at karaoke," I wouldn't say, "Oh, come on, dude, you're good at karaoke." I would say, "Dude, you're not interested in doing karaoke."
Okay. Well, dude, you're not interested in drawing.
That's true.
I like your little skulls.
They're cute. I admit. Although I like
sitting there signing hundreds of those things because it makes me have to come up with something. Well, okay. So it makes it so I have to come up with something that the person hadn't seen me draw on anyone else's certificate.
Right.
So
you have to have at least 10 different. I like the idea that sometimes we just get in a groove of drawing the person's name in some
right.
kind of rebus fashion.
Yeah, sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. So now you get a gnome with an ice cream cone. That's, I don't know why the gnome with the ice cream cone became my sort of standard. I can't think of anything to sign this with, but it's,
now you got to come up with something else.
Hey, we're doing signings at Comic-Con, Mr. Skullhead.
Oh, yeah. Do we have
you know what I meant to do? I meant to specifically leave some space in the Choose Your Own Adventure for us to do the signing stuff. I don't remember if stuff's printed on the insides of the covers or not this year.
I don't really sign that big, so.
Yeah.
I don't think you do either. I think we'll be all right.
No, I don't. It always freaks me out when people come to me with, like, a sketchbook. Because I'm like, man, you know, I can't really draw. It's you know, it's all well and good for us to just kind of engage in this conspiracy where we pretend, for the sake of you playing KOL, that I can draw. But, like, to actually have to produce something in large scale on somebody's sketchbook that, like, you know, I see on the previous page, like, Gabe from Penny Arcade has drawn something. Like,
right.
Yeah, I do not belong in this book, man.
Because it doesn't make a difference how big or small the Sword and Martini guy is. It's not like there's a lot of cross-hatching and shading going on there.
Yeah.
It's a deliberately primitive style, folks.
Yeah. When they want specific things, too, it always freaks me out, because I'm like, well, fuck. That's not how I work, man.
Maybe we should just keep Liern at our table this time.
Yeah, yeah.
And anytime somebody asks for a picture to be drawn, she could just draw it.
Yeah. We should do a choose your own coloring book.
You know, Clan O'Tori right now is running a contest for a coloring book. Just like asking people to submit art to make a coloring book, and they've offered to let us have a look at it to see if we want to do anything with it when the contest is done. I told them that it adds a layer of complexity when we're looking at something to sell.
Right.
But that we'd be happy to see what they come up with.
Yeah, because you had to do that weird disclaimer legalese document thing for the calendar people. So.
Right. Which probably wouldn't hold up, but it's kind of like a good faith contract in that nobody lied to you and told you we were going to give you a dollar every time we sold one of these.
Right.
Kind of thing. You agree that we're going to make money off of this and not give you any? Because if we did, it wouldn't be worth making it.
Right. Lord Stefano says, "The Lord approves of your new reminder alerts. Good job." Yeah. You know, that's not even a cool undocumented feature, because I documented it. I actually added a section to the documentation for the quest notes, for the quest log.
Wow.
Let's see.
Lord Stefano says, oh, and a classic quote revisited, you better believe it. Who was it that was always saying, you better believe it? Was it Kozlos?
Something like that.
Fineldar says, so this swamp thing for weekly for a while, updating thing for high levels, what's it going to be called? I think you should name it Demi, so it can be the Demi-more. Or no, N-O-H. Oh, the no more. I get it. Yeah, it's not really going to be a more. Badger says, Jick, you cornbread-eating mofo. How you been, dog? Mr. Skullhead, if you please, talk about Sandman at length. Like, have you read Endless Nights?
Talk about Sandman at length. Well, Sandman is... Did you ever read the rest of the Sandman stuff?
I don't think I ever did. I am tempted to buy those ones that are coming out now.
It might be worth it, because they're like two or three of the books in one. So you'd have fewer books. It's not any
cheaper. Yeah, they're big hardcover thing. I mean, it seemed like you could get the whole series for like $100. I'm not positive that that's true.
Each of those books is $100.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And wow, I don't know if I can justify that. That's significantly more expensive than buying them as trade paperbacks.
Right, but they're, I mean, in addition to having like the extra stuff in them and whatnot, they actually went through and re-inked and color balanced everything.
No.
And it's on.
Well, is it worth it?
Paper.
I'm asking you, is it worth it?
If I had your money, I would have them. Yeah.
If you didn't already own all of them.
Right, and if I didn't, I was tempted to get them anyway, even having all the originals. But yeah, I've read Endless Nights. It's awesome.
I wonder if that's something I couldn't pick up at Comic Con. Wouldn't necessarily want to carry it around, I guess. One of my exes got me a copy of Endless Nights autographed by Neil Gaiman, but I don't think I ever actually read it.
It's neat, but it probably wouldn't make much sense.
Yeah, because I had read the first... Because I think I bought three of the trade paperbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I read them and I liked them. I just couldn't justify spending the money on them. And so, this... Yeah, you know.
Yeah, after
I'm excited to get home and start watching some fucking Twilight Zones. My mom got me the entire series of the Twilight Zone for my birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. Because she was like, what do you want for your birthday? And I was like, how about the whole series of Twilight Zone? And she was like, okay. And it was at my house like 2 days later from Amazon. So my mom and I understand each other.
I'm just waiting for the Next Generation series to get reasonably priced.
Yeah, so yeah, I still have that $200 is what that's worth to me.
So I think
and
you can get
once I can get it new for $200, I'm going to get it, but...
I think you can get the whole Buffy box for, like, a couple hundred now. And that's, I think...
With Buffy and Angel?
No, I think Angel's his own box.
Really? I could've... I did not think that I paid that much for the Buffy box.
Next Generation Complete Series. Currently $280, marked down from $455. That's just, yeah. One of these days. Although I'm getting to where I would almost stop buying DVDs, especially TV DVDs, if Netflix just had everything available streaming.
Yeah.
I would just buy that box and, like...
Oh, that thing that Laura was talking about?
Yeah, the streaming Netflix box. Because with that... Like, even right now, I could get that box and damn near cancel my cable. Because I could have all the Law and Order I wanted on demand.
Boy, I already have all the Law and Order I want on demand. Yeah, I was about to cancel my Netflix because of that, because of their removal of the profiles feature.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, wait, just kidding, we're not removing it. Sorry. And so I didn't end up canceling it, but I really need to scale it down to the one disc at a time thing, and then just try and take advantage of the streaming stuff. That's my problem. I would never watch it on a computer, you know.
Then yeah, tend to not watch as many on the computer, but I've taken to watching them while I'm folding laundry, and I fold me a lot of laundry.
Oh, yeah?
So,
how can you possibly have that much laundry to fold?
We wear a lot of clothes over here. Sometimes
okay.
3-4 outfits a day. Okay, so the discs that I have from Netflix now are one of them we've had for 6 months, and two of them we've had for a month and haven't watched because we finally just sent back the two that we did have before that, thinking we're just never going to watch these. Let's try again. So as far as the like shipping goes, we tend to do maybe 2 turnovers a year, but
yeah,
getting a lot of mileage out of the streaming stuff.
I could have sworn that I paid less than that for the Buffy. I got the Buffy for less money than they're selling it for now. I paid $160 for it. So I don't know if it was like on special or something.
Possibly.
Because I remember just being really surprised when I was like, you know, because I was thinking about just borrowing them from you guys when I got home. But I was like, wow, you know, it's that cheap. I'll get the nice set that doesn't take up a whole lot of space, so then I can just have it. I do not regret that purchase. It is the kind of thing that I will probably, when I am done watching the whole series, flip back through and watch some of the episodes that I liked with commentary on or whatever, you know, like.
It's one of the things that I've gone through 3 or 4 times. And just like once every other year, we kind of get it in our heads to watch the whole series through. And it hasn't gotten old yet.
Yeah. It's good when the wife and I both get into something because there's always an opportunity to watch it, you know?
Right.
It's not like, we have to find time. It's just we use some of that time that we have laying around.
Yeah.
Should we get going?
Oh, shit. I suppose we should.
We start a little late. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's Fistula Bond's fault. We'll see you next week, y'all. Good night, everybody.